right, let's go back to Jen Psaki at the podium because, first of all, she's struggling badly, and it's somewhat entertaining to watch, a bit like watching. It's morbid curiosity, I suppose, to be fair. It's morbid curiosity to watch her at the podium, but here is an important consideration. And here's a comment from the Association of Oil Pipelines. Killing 10,000 jobs and taking $2.2 billion out of the payroll of workers' pockets is not what Americans need or want right now. That's from the AOPL. This comes as unions are furious that the first move is to destroy 11,000 jobs in America by canceling the Keystone XL pipeline. 11,000 jobs gone. Good paying jobs, by the way, in the energy sector, which supports 2 million jobs nationwide. Coal supports 200,000 jobs nationwide. Plus all of these support jobs that go behind it. Those are first-level jobs. You know, that doesn't include the boot store or the cafe or the gas station. Those are the first-level jobs. 2 million directly in energy, 200,000 in coal, which is separate, is a different category for me. But Jen was having a tough day at the podium yesterday. Here's how she bombed on the question of those union workers getting kicked off the job by Joe Biden with the fantasy, well, they'll have a job someday with the Green New Deal. Someday there'll be a new job. Bite 7. Go.
In the White House would be that he is committed. His record will shows the American people that he's committed to clean energy jobs, to jobs that are not only good, high-paying jobs, union jobs, but ones that are also good for our environment. He thinks it's possible to do both. He led an effort when he was the vice president to put millions of people to work with those both of those priorities in mind, and he will continue to do that as president. But he had opposed the Keystone Pipeline back in 2013 when it was when there was a consideration of the permit. I don't think it was 2013. I think it was a little bit after that. And he's been consistent in his view, and he was delivering on a promise he made to the American public during the campaign.
They can get other jobs. She doesn't even know when it happened. Not having a command of the facts, can you imagine what they would have done, the jackals of the White House press corps, if Kayleigh McEnany had stumbled with an answer like that, or Sarah Huckabee Sanders? Of course, they didn't stumble. They didn't make mistakes. They were rock stars. Jen Psaki is going to be in Sean Spicer territory. Well, she already is. Except for the Sean Spicer thing, when he first went up to the podium to argue about crowd size with the president. He was tall podium, short guy. It worked out like he was just standing with his chin on the podium. He looked like a little kid. At any rate, it's Friday. What do you want? Dr. Anthony Fauci, I was so hoping we'd be over him. I was so hoping he'd be so last administration. But he tries to make sense of a... There's been this assertion in the first day, couple of days of the Biden administration, that somehow they're starting from scratch on the distribution of the vaccine. There's nothing done. They're saying the bar is super low, which is completely false, and it's lying. Dr. Fauci trying to make sense of this really stupid question from NBC's Kirsten Welker. You remember her from her performance, her art performance at debate number 2. Remember that? Right. Anyhow, listen to this. Bite 8. Go. All right. She's gonna get cleared up here in just a second. Anthony Fauci. He'll roll here in bite 8. You want to try one more time? Not flying. There he is. He seems to have a challenge today. Well, let's try this, shall we? Let's go to bite 13. Anthony seems to be... Cat's got his tongue, I suppose. Bite 13 is CNN's Chris Cuomo dishing on the fake news. In fact, his own network over this idea that they're starting from scratch. Let's try that.
Another thing that I don't buy comes out of our reporting. I have two new pieces of reporting. The first one is that people within the administration say they're starting from scratch with a vaccine. No, they're not. You have an infrastructure out there that you're well aware of. It has to be improved. But Right. They shouldn't get any benefit of a low bar here either. You know, there's a lot going on already. Right. Are they going to scrap it, or are they going to build on it and make it better?
No. No, they're not going to scrap it, Chris. They're going to, I mean, I was involved in the development of that stuff. Mm-hmm. They were not going to scrap that. There are a lot of good things that went with that happened with the development of the vaccine program. I mean, Operation Warp Speed had a lot of successes. There were some missteps, but a lot of successes there.
So that's what's, I'm shocked. I'm going to be honest with you. Chris Cuomo actually told the truth, called out the Biden administration for trying to set the bar too low and saying they're starting from scratch was completely and utterly false. Operation Warp Speed was an unmitigated success. It worked. We've got two vaccines. And if AstraZeneca and Johnson come along, we could have four vaccines within the next few weeks. Millions of doses. Everybody in America that wants a shot can get a shot. Yes, sir. That's the way it is. Oh, and one more. You know, we can go to Jen Psaki one more time. Here's a really dumb question from the neutered Washington press pool. Bite 9. Just enjoy this. Bite 9. Go.
A lighter note. Will he keep Donald Trump's Air Force One color scheme change?
This is such a good question. I have not had the opportunity to dig into that today, given the number of executive actions, orders, the inauguration, a few things happening. I will venture to get you an answer on that, and maybe we can talk about it in here tomorrow.
Will Joe Biden keep the color scheme picked out for the new Air Force One by President Trump? That is such a good question. No, it's such an inane question. This is really what you've got. During a pandemic, during a time that you've got 25,000 troops parked in the streets of Washington, is he going to keep the color the same on Air Force One? Thankfully, it is Friday. I'll get a couple of days off to let my head heal from all of this. 52 after. We'll be right back.
It feels like you're frozen, petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments. The bills begin to pile up. Not knowing what to do, you do nothing at all. And that's the worst thing you can do. Because if you take action, if you do something about your mortgage problems, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about the options that are right for you. Real help, real answers, right now. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov and do something about your mortgage problems. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.